Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens, Itty the Kitty and Bitty the Kitty Corn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty Bitty, Itty Bitty,
Itty and Bitty,
Itty and Bitty,
Kitty Tails,
Kitty Tails.
This episode is called Itty and Bitty, Make New Friends. This is episode 11, part 1. And that's what we'll do. What a wonderful idea, Bitty. On such a dismal afternoon, what is the better thing to do than write a story? I'll draw the pictures, and you can write it. Itty and Bitty scurried around the house in search for paper and pink and purple crayons. Once they found them, they plopped down on Itty's sofa with a can of tuna and began to write. Once upon a time, there was a kitty named Fiona. This kitty was a really beautiful kitty princess, but she was locked up in a castle by a mean old dog. Fiona was very sad because she could never play outside, and the mean dog never gave her any tuna. But one day, while the dog was pacing around the tower, Fiona realized something. She was a cat, and cats always land on their feet. So she pried open the window and threw a ball of string out the window. Fiona held her breath, and the dog stopped walking to examine it. While he was busy, whoosh, she leapt out the window. She was free. Fiona started to run. But then the dog noticed her. She was so scared. The dog came closer and closer and closer and closer until snap. Fiona flew in the air. She looked down. The dog was under her. She was trapped in a net. But the dog finally gave up and left. She breathed a sigh of relief. But she was still stuck. Bitty stopped mid-sentence. She'd fallen asleep. Itty soon followed. Little did they know what was about to happen. "Wake up, Itty! Wake up!" Itty woke and surveyed her surroundings. It was no longer her cozy living room, but instead a dense forest.
"Hi, Bitty. Can I have some tuna? What are we doing? Where are we? I don't know."
Look at that! In front of their eyes was a net with a sobbing kitten in it. "Don't cry. You'll be okay. What's wrong?"
"I'm stuck in this net, and a big dog was chasing me and nipping at my tail."
"You poor thing. Let me help you." Bitty untied the net, and the kitten fell to the ground with a soft thud.
"Why, thank you. You really did save me there. I was so hungry and scared. By the way, my name's Fiona. What's yours?"
Itty and Bitty glanced at each other meaningly, eyes wide. "I'm Bitty, and that's Itty."
"Well, nice to meet you. I love your horn, by the way. I bet that's the latest fashion. It's so beautiful. Well, I'd better get going."
"For where?"
"Well, I guess my home. My true home, that is the palace, not that tower, with that mean dog guarding it."
The trio of kittens marched off into the setting sun with smiles on their faces and happiness in their hearts. This is the end of part 1. Now, Bridget, it is time for your first task. Fiona said she was going to her real home, the castle. Where in this house is there a mini castle? If you want a hint, keep listening to the video. Princess dolls live there.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed Itty and Bitty Make New Friends, Part 1. Once you find Fiona, listen to Part 2.